Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Open Mic live around the world, and hello everybody, and we welcome you to our program where you can speak your mind and keep it clean. We don't want to have to give you the boot. And pick your own subject. We want to talk about music. We want to talk about politics, religion. You know, they say don't talk about politics and religion. Well, we don't say that on this show.
Oh, no.
You can talk about anything you want. And, we welcome callers. We welcome questions. We welcome any people who are curious about what we're trying to accomplish with the nursing home, service dog schools, with the ADA, American Disability Act coming up this Friday, by the way, at Sila will be there. Celebration. Brought to you by Sila, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Go online, you'll see the details for the ADA at silo.com, and yours truly will be has been invited to say a few words about service dog training, how you can do it on your own.
That's cool.
All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Islip Cleaners. Thank you so much for supporting Inner Sight. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. We thank Kennedy for his support, and wish his wife a speedy recovery. At least she's not in the hospital. That's good news.
That is
home.
Good news.
That's the way to do it. From home. Because at home, you can always relax more and get that important sleep. Hospitals, the stupid asses wake you up.
Oh, yeah.
Take your blood. But they're afraid that you can. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the Akita Rescue. Adopt an Akita, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, Akita Lady, and once again, thanks for the half a dozen cases of food for my Charabelle, and we indeed love you. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. Nobody Starves on Long Island, one of our friends, 631-484-3085, dog food, cat food, and he's got little animal food, too. You have a little sweet one, rabbits and all that.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's a rabbit, but he lived outside. He's wild.
A wild rabbit.
Beautiful. My beautiful, beautiful friend. All right, Inner Sight. Nobody Stopped on Long Island, 631-484-3085. Talk to Gary. And let's see. Oh, get the Able News ready. We're going to run it ahead.
Okay.
Brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell. And I think I'm going to include Athena in that too. Maria, gotta remember to include her because we certainly honor her and we certainly helped her all these years, and we certainly supported Maria.
That's right.
Keep Athena out of these horrible institutions. All right, go an extra mile for a child. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We've gone the extra mile for all these children. Even in death, we've gone the extra mile and pushed the establishment to do things differently. And it's yet to be done. All right, Inner Sight, around the world. You got the Able News?
Yep, I do.
Let's hear
Ready?
It. Able News.
Okay.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Thank you very much, Angela Melanie. And if you want good catering, Shelby's Kitchen, Tom and Michelle, 631-286-0444, lunch, dinner, and great, great food and meticulous preparing of the food. I noticed that.
Also,
all right, in a side,
bagels.
Around the world. And we got the good place for you if you want to learn how to protect yourself. Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight. Inner Sight presents Insight. Third Eye Insight. 631-445-3464. Talk to Devin, and he'll give you the details. All right, this is open mic, 213-816-1650, if you're so inclined to speak out, whatever subject you choose. And before we went on the air, I was listening to the CNBC, and I heard something very interesting, that Johnson & Johnson has gotten together with several other big companies, and they're suing the Biden administration. So I don't know all the details. Something about the cost of drugs. Well, I know how to solve the lawsuit. Get rid of the damn drugs.
There you go.
Anyway, did you find anything on it?
I'm looking more. I don't have it yet. I'm still looking.
All right. If you find something,
I will.
You know, let us know. So, this is what happens. You know, all these people, they're big money and big lawyers, you know. It shows you that they have the means to do these things. They have the means to change the system, right? But they're allowing. They are allowing company institution to ruin people's lives, to stand in the way of people's lives. All right, I heard a story today that happened a few years back, and oddly enough, the guy who told me the story is now one of our contributors and best friends, my buddy John in Nassau County, was helping a woman, a big animal lover, and this woman was pretty well off, too. She had money. And evidently, the Adult Protective Services didn't approve of her home. You know, they said her home was very untidy. She had mail all over the floor. She had animal waste.
Oh, wow.
So they called the police, and they got her out of the house against her will, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They put her in a hospital for a week,
mm-hmm.
and they said, we just want to clean the place up. Right. So they did that. In the meantime, when the week was up and the woman was getting ready to be released, the hospital filed in the court to overtake her with guardianship. Now, my friend John, who was helping her and who finally, eventually inherited her house, so, you know, she said this woman, her name is Eva, thought very highly of John, helping her with the animals more. John went up to visit her in the hospital after he engaged a lawyer and gave him a retainer. You know, the lady had money, you know. So he went up to visit her in the hospital, and he really gave him hell. He said, you know, you put a guardianship on this lady, and I'll close this place down. I'll be on every damn television network that you can imagine, you know, and I have a lawyer. Yeah. Next day, now this is an inner-sight tactic. Follow this. It's an inner-sight tactic, what happened. Next day, the lawyer gets a call. Oh, they're dropping their guardianship lawsuit. I told John, I said, do you realize what you did?
Yeah.
You put the fear of inner sight in them.
That's right.
That's our style.
Mm-hmm.
To threaten people, and not only to threaten, but to bring in the media.
Right.
And expose the whole damn thing. Now,
that's
this
right.
Lady lived out her life free, no damn nursing home, no guardian.
That's good.
It shows you, world, that it can ask be done.
Yes.
Right? She happened to have the money. The agencies have the money. The government has the money. Everybody who's trying to stay out of a nursing home, now follow this, everyone who's trying to stay out of a nursing home has the money, but not at their disposal.
That's right.
That's the problem. That's the bottom line. The money is there. They owe us that money. And it's there. And the agencies can make money on it. That's even better. So what a beautiful story, and I couldn't help relating that. I mean, it was so beautiful. I want to get John on here one day night to relate it. And tell some more of the details. But what a beautiful story, especially in the inner sight spirit to do what he did, to tell them. And he was ready to do it. And the lawyer said to him, the lawyer told him, well, what you did up there last night in that hospital, that's what did it. That's what made them drop there. They realized that they weren't going to fool around with you. And he knew this woman. She lived upstairs from him. And he was helping her. He knew her for many years.
Mm-hmm.
So the lawyer told him, you would be a perfect witness in court. And they don't want that, because they knew that if they went to court, every damn network would be invited.
That's right.
Especially if Frank Perino found out about it. All right.
I'd help
inner
you.
Sight.
You know
inner sight works.
Yes, it does.
And it'll work with the nursing home. It'll work with the service dog schools. It'll work with to get rid of to make everything accessible. So it's the right thing to do.
I have that article.
Oh, you got it? Oh, it's an article? How long
well, they have it listed online as an article, but they also have where you can click and watch it live. I don't want to do that right away, you know. But this was, published Wednesday, June 21st, and updated June 21st at 6:05.
Updated when?
On June 1st, the same day, and it was an hour later than the published time.
Oh, all right. Well, you want to read it? Is it? Can
yeah,
you read it?
I could read the title, but I have to expand the you know, text on the bottom. Pharmaceutical trade group sues Biden administration over Medicare drug price negotiations. And then it says key points. The pharmaceutical industry's largest lobby group and two other organizations sued the Biden administration over Medicare's new powers to slash drug prices for seniors under the inflation. Sorry, not inflammation. Reduction Act, the Inflammation Reduction Act. Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, the National Infusion Center Association, and the Global Colon Cancer Association argue that the Medicare negotiations violate the U.S. Constitution. In a complaint filed in federal district court in Texas, and then this is another point, it marks the fourth suit challenging the law after separate legal challenges from Merrick, Bristol Myers, Squibb, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, that's it. Johnson & Johnson is in there, too.
Yeah, they are. Because they have a picture of Pfizer and the shot and how many people are getting it.
All right, so it has to do with money. Now,
yeah,
you see, Innocyte has the solution for this.
Yeah.
Right? Put the money into an account for the person who's getting Medicare. Put that money into an account. Let the government contribute to it and put half.
Mm-hmm.
Let the agencies use it as an excuse to raise money to help an individual. And this would be part of keeping the person out of a nursing home, too.
Yeah. It really
your medical is. Money, your medical money would be there, and it could serve you instead of jailing you. So that's the answer. See? If it would work that way, you wouldn't need any damn lawsuit.
That's right.
And the money would be there for the individual, and they could take it. They could take it on an individual basis. You know, someone like me, for instance, all
right.
I would need is money for the dental.
That's right.
They wouldn't have to put all that money in there for me. I don't go to doctors.
That's right.
See?
Yeah.
See how you could save money, and I'm sure that there are thousands, maybe millions of people like me in this country.
Yeah, there are.
You see the money you could save right there if they use a little common sense?
That's right.
And change the system? What a horror story. So now they're going to fight over this.
Yeah, they are. They're already fighting. I'm reading the article slowly.
Well, I heard enough. I know it.
Yeah, it's all about money. It really is.
Damn right it is.
Uh-huh.
Of course. The whole thing is about money.
Yeah.
All right,
they also mentioned the lobby, sorry.
All right, open mic. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650. Louis should be here later. Sweet pepper treat in the wings. Flying like a bird. To come upon the demographics of obligation of the information. Wait a minute.
What
did
that?
You say?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's above the
we
head
have
of
a lot of
college.
People.
That's above the head of every college professor in the world, what I just said.
That's all right. All right. First person that was waiting a while is Lorraine, then Louie, and then Sweet Pepper Treat. You have a full board.
Marie? Did you say Marie?
No, I didn't. I said Louis, I said Lorraine, and I said Sweet Pepper Treat. Who do you want first?
Oh, Sweet. All right, well, what's that voice I hear in the background? Get rid of that.
That's my mother-in-law came into the studio.
Tell your mother-in-law to shut up. All right.
Frank.
What?
Okay, I have some people.
No, man.
Yeah, I know.
I don't like it. We go through enough. People should have the respect for an hour that they know we're on the air.
That's true.
All right, Inner Sight, let's get the sweet pepper treat.
Okay, you want her first?
On the line with the music.
Okay, here she comes.
Okay.
Live.
Well, howdy, y'all.
Howdy, back to you.
I'm good, darling.
Live from Hollywood. Hey, wait a minute.
What?
Are you in Hollywood?
Wouldn't you like to know? Are you coming to Hollywood with me?
Well, I got a call from a guy from William Morris, the big theatrical agency. He said, now don't get too close to that sweet pepper because we want her under contract. It will cost me. It's up to her. I don't run her life, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she looks up to you, and we want you to put in the word. I said, well, you better call our lawyer. All right, Inner Sight, you got a good song for us?
I got one. It's called The Sunday Kind of Love.
It's called what?
A Sunday Kind of Love.
Oh, Sunday Kind of Love.
And it's by Harper Tones.
Is that from the Heart Tones?
Yes, Heart Tones.
Oh, man, I love that song.
It's from 19... They came out in 1953.
Yeah, my old buddy, the Heart Tones.
Okay, are you ready?
All right, yeah, let's hear it, dog. Love that song.
Okay. Whoop. Got a daggum ad. You go figure. Okay.
All right.
Kind of love. My life to have you hold. Sunday kind of love.
Oh, man, you brought me back to my childhood with that song. And my first ever girlfriend, who I was crazy about, you know, and Ray Ray passed away at 14 years old.
Oh, that's sad.
Never, great, great kid, and we were crazy about each other. A great song. What made you play that song? You like that song?
I did. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you knew that song. Beautiful, man. That's a beautiful song. And
yeah.
I love that guy's voice. The heart song.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know. I, don't, I, think, I forget his name. I think he passed away. What else you got?
Okay. I got some Conway Tweety. And it's called Slow Hand.
Oh. All right, Conway Tweety.
And
yeah.
it's really pretty, too. Okay.
Oh. All right, here we go. Conway Tweety on the Inner Sight.
And I got to get through the commercial first. Okay, here we go.
That commercial for?
I saw the look in your eyes, looking into the night. I'm seeing what you wanted to see. Darling, don't say a word about it. It hurts when your body sees into mine. You've got a fast move, you've got a slow move. You want a lover with an easy touch. You want somebody who has spent some time not coming through in a easy dress. Baby, believe that I understand. When it comes to love, you want a slow
that song?
I'm not sure.
Well, that's an old, there was a group that did that song, a group of girls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that was like in the 70s.
Oh, wow.
Conway might have written that song. You know, he and Loretta Lynn were like very, very close friends. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And he was, they were singing partners. Him and Loretta.
Yes.
I think they're both
gone.
Yeah. Conway's still alive.
Them. She just passed away not too long ago. Yeah.
Well, you know, I gotta tell the world, I hope you don't mind. You sound just like Loretta Lynn. can you sing like Loretta Lynn?
I do sometimes, I reckon.
I bet you could. Maybe you're gonna sing for us some night?
There you go.
I can do that. I reckon I can do that.
All right.
And
then we'll let the audience decide if you like a little. Hey, what happened to all the applause? Who's supposed to have some applause?
Lorraine went off the show and went back on the show. And now she's back off. So I was gonna allow Lorraine to do it.
You said you were gonna have applause.
Yeah, but I had to pay for them, so I'm not doing it right this moment.
Oh,
you
didn't tell me.
Yeah.
Pay for it, cool.
That's all right. Yeah, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
Nah,
I'm
nobody,
good.
Nobody.
I'm good.
For applause on my show, I don't go for it.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
I was trying
Sweet
to look for them that were cheap.
you got another song?
No, I ain't got none pulled up, darling. Not so much.
Okay. Two songs, beautiful songs. And thank you so much for being a part of Inner Sight.
And thank you for having me. I enjoy it.
Oh,
y'all take care now, you hear? And I'll see y'all on Friday.
You be back Friday?
Yep, that good right.
All right, get some funny stuff.
I certainly
now,
there'll
be no funny stuff on this show. Well, you cut that off. Get some funny stuff on Friday. All right,
y'all. Have a good one. All right.
All right. Say hello to Oscar for us. Oscar the dog.
Okie dokie. We'll do.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Inner Sight. Night, dog. Inner Sight and Sweet Pepper Treat right here, and a little musical break. Break up the monotony. Music always breaks up. All right. Open mic. 213-816-1650. Anybody else on the line?
Yes. We have, let's see, Lorraine, and we also have, what do you call, Louie?
Oh, Lorraine's still on the line? All right.
Yeah, she came back.
All right. Lorraine, if you can hear me, please get some applause ready if you can, all right? Thank you. All right. Louie the Lip. Live on Inner Sight. And here he comes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Back by popular demand.
Always.
Louie the Lip.
Hello, live. Frank Perino.
Hey, there he is. How you doing, Lou?
Hey, the one and only Louis Rivera, I'm a big Inner Sight fan.
Oh, yeah.
Louis. All right.
Hey, Frank, that was that slow hand?
Yeah.
And who did the remake, the Pointer Sisters?
Mm.
Pointer Sisters. Yeah. Hey, did Conway Twitty write that?
No. He did it first and then ended up...
Hello.
Who wrote it?
Yeah.
He must have written.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dad. I'm talking to Frank Perino. I want to say hello.
Oh, okay. No. All right.
Hey, Dodge.
What are you doing,
How
pal?
Are you, brother?
You're still hanging in there, huh?
Yeah, man. I believe it.
How you doing?
Hey, you can't put a good man down, man.
That's right.
Good to hear your voice. How you been?
Out here. I'm good.
You're still
I'm good.
Doing the same
How
thing.
How you feeling?
Yeah. Well, me, huh?
Yeah,
all right. You know, getting older, but still walking around. Thank
That's
God.
Great. We're going to have Louis back in the studio in the fall. You bring him over.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, with the conga, you know. Nice to hear you, Lou.
Likewise, likewise. You take care of yourself.
We will.
Yeah, you too.
I'll
so.
See you. Bye.
Talk with you later. All right, yep. Louis, you still there?
Yeah, this is Louis Rivera Jr. You're talking to my father, Louis Rivera Sr.
There you go.
Yeah, that was a nice
Louis,
surprise.
Louis.
Yes, it was.
All right. What are we going to do Friday night? We're going to do some crazy stuff?
Yeah.
Who's that? Is my father on the phone?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Oh, he hung up. I was, that was my father talking to Frank Perino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My good buddy. Hey, Lou.
What yeah.
We do some, you ever smoke cigars?
Say it again.
You ever smoke a cigar?
Many, back in the 80s, I stopped the cigars.
Oh, good.
What'd you smoke, Panatella?
Nope. Winchester.
Oh, the Winchester. you remember some... Remember some of the old cigar commercials?
Yeah, you're going back to White Owl and El Pedusto.
Yeah.
The White
Owl.
Muriel.
Yeah. Who did the White Owl commercial? You remember?
I don't know. I don't remember.
You know, I know one guy who did it. Mal Allen. Remember him? The Yankees?
Yeah, he did the White Owl.
Yeah, he did the White Owl. Who's talking in the background here? Where's that coming from?
Yeah, they're going by. My father got to hang up the phone.
I don't know.
Want me to go and tell my father to hang up the phone?
No, no, we're good now.
Yeah.
All right.
It must be my phone or your phone.
No, I think it was another. It was something. It wasn't.
Hung up.
Misogyny. Somebody else.
Louis
All
Rivera
right.
Senior.
Yeah. Hey, the White Owl commercial with Mel Allen. I remember that. That was one of the Yankee sponsors, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think
I remember that commercial. I think I remember. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a White Owl cigar.
The air tip.
Yeah. Strong tobacco,
Yeah, the air tip cigar. I remember that.
Yeah. All right, so Friday
Eric
night
is
now.
Another filter tip cigar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Eric, that's a filter tip cigar.
Filter tip.
Yeah,
it's a cigar.
What is that supposed to do? Is that supposed to filter anything out or protect you or what? I don't think it works.
Yeah, it's like a filter tip cigarette, sort of. They got Eric, they got Tijuana Smalls. Dutch treats, Dutch Masters.
Yeah. You smoke that?
A little bit, and back in the 70s, a little bit on and off, you know.
Yeah. Well,
Edie Adams, and don't forget Edie Adams did the Muriel cigar commercial.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Huh?
I remember the Marlboro Man. Remember him?
Yep.
Chrissy Crump.
Yep. Da 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 da
da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da da
I met the Marlboro man, by the way.
Oh, you
did? Oh, didn't ya?
He was very weird. He didn't like to talk to people.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, yeah.
The major walked to the joint. I can find it in a fuzzy spender. A lot of big spender. So furries old to find. It's hard to be observed as a miracle cigar smoking kind. Is a walk to the point. And then everybody's got a Mario company. Re big spender. Spend a little dime with me.
A dime,
that
wow.
was from a movie.
Yeah.
Movie. I can't think of the movie, but.
They use that for the Mario cigar commercial.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Lou, tell
yep.
us. Tell us about Friday. Give us a promo.
Okay, you ready, Suzanne?
Yes, I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Sweet Pepper Tweet. Remind
oh, no.
you on a Friday, I'm going to talk to Rosanna Dana and Sweet Pepper Friday night at 8 to 9 o'clock on a Friday night. And it's like frolics. And I had a lot of laughter on the phone. And I was talking about Rosanna Dana and Sweet Pepper Tweet. Play a little country favorites or rock and roll as usual. And we're going to do the story of girl flirting and sweet lips.
What?
And lipstick and perfume and many more.
There you go.
Many more.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Joe Fresherflower. We're gonna have Joe Fresherflower be here.
Yeah.
If we can sober him up enough.
Yeah. Well, remember
right,
that episode
right
Alice and the Blonde?
What?
Alice and the Blonde.
No, who's that?
The Honeymooners.
Oh.
Oh.
Bert
yeah,
Riedemeyer.
Oh, yeah.
That's,
I didn't know
that. Bert Riedemeyer, he knows the bus depot.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah,
actually.
That was funny. Yeah. And don't forget, on Friday, tune in on Friday from 8 to 9, we'll have a lot of laughter and a swab and Jerry Lewis and Tickle Feather and a girl flirting and then the toilet bowl, too.
No, no.
Oh, yeah, tickle your fancy.
All right, Inner Sight. Funny, Friday night, 8 to 9.
Yeah, at the end of the show, tell everybody, I want to thank everybody, you engineer, Louis Rivera, and so much more.
You're welcome.
All right. Hey,
I love
Lorraine,
you, Suzanne.
You there? Can we get some applause?
Lorraine?
See you, Suzanne. Love you.
Take care. Love you, too.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Lou.
You're welcome.
All right. Inner,
hold on. I got it. She has the thing on it now. Yeah, you could. She could do the applause.
Come on. What are you doing? I'm talking to Frank Parada.
We'd like to have a round of applause if we can get one.
Yeah. There it is.
There it is.
Thank you, Lorraine.
All right, thank you very much. And Inner Sight open mic. If you want to dial up, 213-816-1650. And this Friday, here on Long Island, the Independent Living Silo will be the celebration of the Americans with Disability Act.
Mm-hmm.
And on Thursday, we're going to do a show called Why We Don't Like the Ass Dumbass. So don't miss that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to have a lot of good stuff in it that people are not aware of.
That's right.
That the ADA, should be taken care of. It doesn't. So that's our show for Thursday. Tomorrow night's our nursing home show.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme for tomorrow night is no one will miss a nursing home.
That's true.
It's the theme.
Mm-hmm.
The title is Turn Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing, but the theme is no one will miss a nursing home. And if anybody out there disagrees, call us. You want to talk about it? Call us.
Yeah.
You have your opinion? Let's hear it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Inner Sight and open mic around the world. Let's see. Let's get a... get a tally. You got a new tally?
Yes, I do. Hold on, let me get to it.
Let's do it. Don't forget we got two petitions up, folks.
Yep.
New tally, go ahead.
Is this for the petition or for the show?
New tally for the show.
The show, okay, 120,612. That's a lot.
Oh, all right. 120,612. And
mm-hmm.
growing.
Yes.
All right. Now, yeah, tell them where they can sign the petition.
Okay. You go, I'm going to actually do it with them so I can get a nice, fresh, so everybody can see it. Okay, hold on. When you're on the change.org page, okay, you on the very right, you'll see Frank's picture with three lines next to it. Click on the three lines, and it will show you a list. You're going to hit search, and then you're going to type in the search bar, Inner Sight, and then look for it, and you'll have all our petitions there. And you'll see the nursing home one and the guide dog one as well.
So if you have any questions that you're looking to get answered, read the petition, because there's a lot of information.
Yes, there is.
That could answer your question. And then if you still don't get it or have questions, then you call us. So send us
an email.
InnerSight1620@gmail.com. So we want people to know what's in the petition. Important, because you know, people are going to wonder, well, how are you going to make this work? What are you going to do with this? How are you going to do that? Read it.
Mm-hmm.
You got the whole thing mapped out in that petition. And we intend to bring it to the media and, of course, to Mr. Joe Gibson, who planning to run for Congress and has promised to draft legislation to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. If we can get that far, I'm sure we'll have a lot of support for that bill. Stop breathing in the phone like that. What is doing that?
Sorry, if I am.
You know, a lot of support because it's going to be a big change. It's going to take a lot to bring it about. And people have to really rally to do this. You know, I mean, you don't want to go to a nursing home. You don't like it. You've lost loved ones in the nursing home. You have loved
mm-hmm.
ones currently in the nursing home. You know. But you got to do something about it. You got to take a stand.
Yep.
And that's what the petition enables you to do. Tune in our nursing home show tomorrow night. Now, let's get a report on those tweets. You got a report on the tweets?
Yeah, hold on. Let me look.
Yep,
I have. Hold on. There we are. That's one. Okay.
You've been sending
on.
Out three tweets a day, right?
Yes. But I have one more that I still have to do, and that will be after this show so everybody could go for the other thing on Wednesday night.
Get it out.
Hold on. I can't find it. Darn it.
Give us some idea of what the tweets have brought about, if anything.
Right. Hold on.
You know, go by the week.
Yep. Okay.
21 tweets a week.
Right. Mm-hmm.
7 days, 21 tweets.
This
all
one
right.
has a lot on it, so let me... Oh, 262. Engagements, 20. Let's see. 10 detail expands. And profile visits, 5. That's a
when
good
did
amount.
You send that out?
Yesterday.
Today?
That's why. Yesterday.
What did you say? Read that one for us.
Okay, hang on. I just,
can you read it?
I went off of it by accident. Sorry about that.
Oh, you don't remember
it? Nursing, I wrote, turn nursing homes into accessible housing. Residents in nursing homes cannot pay for their apartment or houses. The law should protect them and allow them to take the nursing homes into court. We done
that's
that
an
before,
old
but I, yeah, no, but I liked it
that's
a lot. Yeah, but I redid it because it was
all
good.
Right. But you didn't put the show in there.
Yeah, I did. It's there.
You told them when to watch.
Yeah, watch on
both
on Wednesdays and local Thursdays. Yeah.
Thursday's the local 9:30 channel 20, Long Island.
Six hours ago, I did one. Let me see what this one has. Only 6 hours ago. Okay, this is 2 impressions, 2 engagements, and 2 detail expands. That's when I told you that everything seems the same and they're not posting, so I'm going to try to change them around a little and see
what did you
how
say
it works.
That?
Hold on, let me read it to you. Oh,
that one
darn it. Yeah, I know. That was 6 hours ago, and I can't find it again. That sucks. I have to go look for it again.
You don't remember what it says?
Oh, here it is. I'm back on it. Okay. This was just a night time for tonight. It said for tomorrow night. Inner Sight Freedom, convert nursing homes into accessible housing. Sign the petition. And then I have where the on change.org where they could sign it.
Yeah, but you got to put more in there.
I think so.
How many people will die in nursing homes today?
Oh, see, yeah,
like
you're
that.
Right. Uh-huh.
You know? Taxpayers' money being wasted on nursing homes. $196 billion spent
right.
1 year. You know?
Yep.
You
here's another one if you want me to read it.
What?
I got another one that says on Manhattan Neighborhood Network Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. on the Spirit Channel 3, and then I give all the where they are. And, like, you know, Manhattan Cable, RCN, and Fios. I put them on the appropriate channel.
You've got to dramatize what we're doing. Otherwise, people are going to...
It's not going to, yeah. I get it.
You got to put things in there, you know?
Yeah.
You got to create drama.
Definitely.
Really get
there is drama.
Attention.
There's not too much to create. It's like craziness.
Yeah,
so that I'll follow. Yeah, I know.
People are not going to realize it unless you put it down.
Definitely.
Got to catch their attention.
There's one woman talking about constantly. She's on my on the Twitter. She talks about her mom and how they didn't do her justice and put her in a nursing home. So I'm going to see if I can get in touch with her somehow, and maybe she could be on our show.
Tell her to sign the petition. Put it up on her social media. Watch the show.
Right.
All right, Inner Sight and open mic, 213-816-1650. We got a few minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
You want to sound off about anything? It seems like Mr. Trump, every time he turns around, he's in trouble.
Yep.
Now I heard that a judge that he appointed is not cooperating to have his trial at the date that they want. That they want to hold the trial after the election. Yeah. And the government, the other side, is pushing to get it in December. So who knows? I think these politicians are very stupid.
They have no
creativity. They're not using their common sense. You know, they're not doing what they can to help people. They're counting their pennies. You know, people are running out of people who need help are running out of food money halfway through the month, running out of money to live on halfway through the month. You know? They don't give a damn about the people. They really don't. You have to find other means to survive.
Exactly.
And then stop interrupting.
Yeah.
And then if you find other means to survive, you have to worry that they're going to come after you and decrease your benefits. Benefits that is owed to you. Benefits that the government owes everybody, and everybody gets them but us. We're talking about everything. Reading things, being able to access the whole gamut of what the ADA doesn't protect us and doesn't cover. So that's the problem with these politicians. They have no creativity, no sense of what we have to go through. And unless they get that sense, they will never help people who are disabled and elderly. That's the Inner Sight belief. All right, open mic. We'll be with you tomorrow night on the Nursing Home Show. I want to thank all of our listeners. We thank Louis Lorraine, who's an engineer. Sweet Pepper Freak, thank you so much. Tune us in tomorrow night for the Nursing Home Show, a theme of which is no one will miss nursing. We'll prove it to you tomorrow night how it can be done. Inner Sight, all right, goodbye world. Inner Sight, good night everybody, thank you. Inner, give us more. Inner Sight.
Good night everybody.
Good night. Enjoy the rest.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Bye. Okay, bye.